As we begin the reading, I think that we want to recognize that the public reading of the Word of God is worth more than all our comments combined. So we don't want to not read. It's a long portion that we're going to try to get through this morning. So we're going to ask someone to read the entire chapter, verse 3, and at least in my judgment, down through verse 8 of chapter 4. That would be the public setting for what we want to look at this morning. I don't have anybody. No, he's fine if he can get a mic.
Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from some such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so did these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. And out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing at his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth, and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
I would ask, does anyone here doubt that we are in the last days? To Timothy, it was a warning. It was a forecast of what was in the future. It was the storm clouds that were on the horizon that could be plainly seen. The thunderheads were there. The storm was coming. Timothy has been prepared. But now you and I have this epistle which tells us the characteristics of those who profess to belong to Christ. They name the name of Christ in this third chapter. So this is not like the listing of things in Romans 1, where you go through and you see this world. That's not what this list is. This list is a list of behaviors, attitudes, lifestyles that are characteristic of many who own the name of Christ. That's a solemn thing. And what we need to do as we look at these things is we need to be before the Lord. Are there any of these characteristics that are seen in my life as a believer? Unthankfulness, unholiness, disobedient to parents. Other brothers will help us through looking at some of these things. So I find that my life as a Christian can be characterized by some of the things that we see in this list that is set before us.
It's interesting that the scripture begins with the thought of knowing this. These things are absolute characteristics of this day. There's no question as to whether these things would come to pass. They most definitely have come to pass. And in verse 2, it begins with this thought of four men. The Spirit of God could not call these individuals saints, couldn't call them believers. These are professing individuals. These are those who are walking shoulder to shoulder, side by side, by those who are real. And one of the things that we talked about this morning while we were praying is that it is probably a lot more easier for some of us who are a little bit older than you are to look at something and see that it is right or wrong very clearly. But you haven't come up in our day. You've come up in a day where these things you've been made to tolerate by the way in which they are put forth to you. There are laws in the land that legislate kinds of behavior that you've been made to accept. And so it is more difficult sometimes for you as a believer to be able to see the difference between that which is right and wrong, real and unreal. And it's the reason why the Spirit of God doesn't leave it to us to try to figure that out. He gives us these characteristics. And let's see if we recognize some of them. It says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Do you think we see that today? There's much occupation with the individual today. The intellect of the individual, the physical appearance of the individual. We spoke about how the Word of God encourages us as men, as brothers and sisters, to dress modestly. Well, what does the world say? The world says, let us glorify the flesh. Let us be in love with who we are. I read an article recently about a gathering of believers, and the pastor there has become an internationally known pastor. And the reporter who was writing this article said that the very first thing that struck him as he walked into this building of this church was that the pastor had a poster of himself probably larger than this poster up on the wall. And he wrote in the article, he says, I thought that when you go to quote-unquote church, at a minimum there should be a picture of the cross. But men now are in love with themselves. So this is a characteristic of the day in which you live and I live today.
A quick question.